Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 16 again. We're going to look a little more at the Battle of Armageddon. Stay tuned for our message. Revelation chapter 16, verse number 17, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Well, again, we see with this judgment, it says there was a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne. That means it's coming from God. He is the one in charge of all of this judgment. He's warned man about it for a long, long time. Man hasn't bothered to do anything about it. Well, they're going to do something about it after this begins. It says, a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne said this, "It is done." Here's a message and song. Make it your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
we read back here in verse number 17 that God said, "It is done." And here the greatest earthquake that this world has ever known takes place. All of the cities of this world will fall. Every island and mountain will disappear. Man's civilization will simply be destroyed. Earthquakes will destroy buildings and kill and injure large numbers of people. It'll destroy infrastructure such as roads and bridges and communication towers. It's going to create some serious problems for people in this world at that time. The transportation of food and other goods will be seriously interrupted. Any rescue attempts will be impossible. Great tsunamis will cause further destruction of life and property. And then we read that judgment also results in hailstones weighing a talent, which is roughly about 100 to 130 pounds. This judgment is called very great in Revelation chapter 16 and verse number 21. In April of 2006, a chunk of ice the size of a microwave fell through a roof in California. And then in July 2007, a 50-pound chunk of ice fell into a house in Iowa and destroyed much of the living room. The largest hailstone ever recorded in the United States fell on July the 23rd, 2010, in South Dakota. It measured about 18 inches across and weighed 1.93 pounds. Well, the ones that are coming during the tribulation are 120, 130 pounds. Going to be an awful time when those hailstones start to fall. So we've seen the last seven plagues here. They commenced. They were commanded of God. They caused cancer sores on the people. They contaminated the places, the sea and the water and so on. We've seen a catastrophe concerning the sun. And now we come to the completion of these vile judgments. And so he says here in Revelation chapter 16 and verse number 17, "It is done. It is done." And this brings us to the time of Christ's return to establish his kingdom on earth, which is described in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 17 and 18 are parenthetical and describe the destruction of Babylon the Great. I just want to read these verses again, verse 17 of chapter 16, down through 21 says, "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air." Notice it says his vial. All of the angels in the Bible are masculine. There's no such thing as these pretty little baby angels with wings. Angels don't have wings either, by the way. Not in the Bible. We've got our crazy pictures of what things look like, and we've distorted the scriptures in a lot of areas like that. That's not important in this portion of scripture, but it's important to God that we get it right. It says here, "The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne." Now again, with that's voice coming from heaven, it's coming from God, it's coming from the one on the throne, and he says three words, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, somewhere between 100 and 130 pounds. And what happened? It says men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Well, why didn't they blaspheme Mother Nature? You know, they're always talking about that. I get so sick of listening to the weather broadcast on the TV, and it says, well, Mother Nature did this and Mother Nature did that. There is no Mother Nature. Mother Nature didn't do anything. God does that. He's in charge of the wind. He's in charge of the waves. The Bible says he's in charge of everything to do with this world. No Mother Nature. Well, they're not blaming Mother Nature for this now. They're going to blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Well, we need to get it in our heads. This is God's world. He can do what he wants with it. The hymn writer wrote years ago, "This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world, the battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. Well, one of these days, he's coming back, and he's going to set things straight. He's not going to take sides. He's just going to take over. And if you're a sincere Christian today, you can say with John, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus."
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he just really forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him to die on the tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Suffering free, angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sin far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer, one day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered, now is ascended, my Lord evermore. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming, one day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day,
my beloved ones bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freely forever. One day he's called.